to do. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna bring that fabulous. That fabulous, you hear me? That fabulous Tina Turner! Come on, Tina, baby, let's get it, baby. All right. A little number that you might know. Just let me hear some of this rock. I have no kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast. Change the beauty of the melody and make it sound like a symphony. That's why I go the letter rock and roll music, baby. Any old thing you let it go. And none of them think you can do this. Any old time to do this. It's good. But don't miss that from being rock and roll music. That's good. And if you wanna dance with me.
artist. That was Chuck Berry doing his duck walk. Talk about walking, doing the duck walk. Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide more vigorous workout, walking is easy. Remember, that's easy. It requires no special equipment. And is good exercise for most adults. Are we most adults, Aaron? In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. It wasn't talking about me. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and all with the unattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road. It's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That was our brief tribute to the late, great Chuck Berry. His song Blues, and with Tina Turner.
Yes.
Rock and roll music.
Yes.
What a combination of classic artists right there.
Doesn't get better than that.
It really doesn't. Got a song coming up from Emily Grogan off of her new album.
Yeah, I saw her the other night at Dolls for Dorothy, and she graced us with her CD. This is a pre-release CD, and hopefully she'll do a proper CD release soon. But great
and
stuff.
And her new CD is called Strings of Light.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Has created a grind. Well, they created I know you're feeling small. I know it seems like nothing's ever going right at all. You've fallen in a deep dark hole. No light is getting in. You've got no rope to pull yourself up out of where you've been. I wish I could put my arms around you and hug it all away. I'd like to paint your wounded soul bright pink instead of gray. It won't always be like this, I promise you today. Only 'cause I've been there I can say it's all. Tired wishing well. Got no more fairy tales to tell. I wish I could make the sun come out and shine just for you. I want to let you know your love no matter what you do. Soon there'll come a time when this is all a memory.
Welcome to What's Happening here on WMFO. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mike.
I'm Eileen.
I'm Sherman.
Welcome, Eileen and Sherman. Long time no see. Just a brief while ago, I had them on the Juke Joint on WMWM. And it was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Seeing both of you.
It was a lot of fun. I'm glad that we're here again.
Yeah, This is the quickest two gigs you guys have done, right?
Well, we're on the way to being...
on the road to Shambhala.
Well-known and famous. This is the day that it starts.
If you ever saw the movie Three Amigos, and they got the letter in the mail about being infamous, which they thought meant more than famous. Can't all be perfect. So, welcome, Eileen. Let everybody know about your latest album.
Well, I came out with a CD in September. My CD release party was at the British Bear Company in Walpole. And my new CD is called Gotta Be Brave. It has 14 songs on it. 13 are original. One is the cover. And the CD is all well produced. I did it at Ultrasound Productions with Joe Clapp. it really has a lot of instrumentals on it. Piano, guitar, bass, drums, mandolin, violin. I want to do, I want to say all great four or five part harmonies. I just did it all out, and I'm really proud of it and happy. And it's doing well so far. But I'm hoping that you'll check it out, too, after you hear some of the songs that I'm playing. I'll be doing Spectrum of Colors, and that's on it. And Gotta Be Brave's on it. We'll be doing those two live. And you can find it on CD Baby. I spell my name I-L-E-N-E. My last name is Springer, S-P-R-I-N-G-E-R. And you can also check out my music page, Eileen Springer Musician Band. Or befriend me on Facebook and check out some of my videos on YouTube.
And Sherman, let everybody know about yourself.
Well, I was formerly played a lot of music professionally and fished, came to Massachusetts, and then went on to a 9-to-5 for about 30 years. And about 14 years ago, I got back into music, and mostly to drag my son back into it, so he would not miss the opportunity that it was. And started doing open mics and playing gigs, a couple of club gigs around here, and have been with it ever since. Now I operate a live in Hull, and I operate a open mic on Wednesday nights that has incredible talent from all over the region come down and play for us.
And it's right across from the ocean in Nantasket Beach, so it's worth all you North Shore folks your trip. It's definitely a gem, and the stage is awesome. And it's just a great group of people. And the food's getting better, I want to say. I never used to like it, but now they have great cooks. And it's just a fun place to be in the summer, in the spring. That's coming up, so definitely check it out.
Well, the Red Parrots for about 30 years has been a real landmark in Hull. And it's now, the Red Parrot building is still there and has the deck and the function room. But they've now turned the restaurant area into Inspire Eat and Drink. And the bar is called the Naked Oyster. with an A-H.
Oh, definitely New England. Definitely Boston.
But they have an incredible sound system. And that South Shore has a great music community, which has been a lot of fun.
Hull does in particular. There's a lot of people, they're musicians. And they all support each other. So it's a great venue.
And, I mean, Mike's been a musician in this area forever.
Yes, I have. We can't wait to hear what you're going to play today.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. It's so good to see you.
Yeah.
I was here before, and it was great. Before my CD release party, both Mike and Aaron came. And it was great. So if you want to take a look on my Facebook page, I posted a picture of you guys.
Excellent.
And so what are you going to play first?
Well, I'm going to start off with an original song that I wrote called Simplify. This is a new song. Maybe we can't dance in the sun. Maybe we can't see eye to eye, or remember how to run, and we analyze what's been done. Maybe we can't hear the music play. Maybe we still hold on to the past, when neither of us knows what to say. Remember when we knew that this would last? Well, I don't know, can we let it go and be free? We used to care and we never feared to believe. Can we be humble, patient, and kind, and listen without pride? Can we try to simplify? Just a face, and we will rise above the pain in the
the darkness lights the stains. Maybe we'll go beyond what we know and keep our faith to find tomorrow. Maybe this will be the time we simplify. Patient and kind, and listen without pride. Can we try to simplify? Well, I don't know. Can we let it go and be free? We used to care and we never feared to believe. Can we be humble, patient and kind, and listen without pride? Can we try? Forgotten about our dreams, 'cause there's still time to renew. If you admit that you miss me and I miss you, 'cause I don't care that we let it know and be free. We used to care and we never feared to believe. Can we be humble, patient and kind, and listen without pride? Can we try?
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
So what are you going to perform next?
Okay, so the next two songs I'm going to play with my friend Sherman Whipple. And the first one is called Spectrum of Colors, and that's on my CD, Gotta Be Brave. And then the second one's called Jerusalem Road. And that's about a street in Cohasset, my favorite one. So we're going to start doing that.
On the Spectrum, which is one of the ones that I just identified off her album when she first started performing it, it needed to be countrified, slowed down a bit.
And that's where your Nashville upbringing comes in. And I'm so happy because when I first started playing this, it was too fast. And so he helped me slow it down and put harmonies in it, and it's really great. And I just want to, it went a little out of tune, if we can just tune a little bit.
Sure.
Just like a hair.
You know, the wonderful thing about folk singers.
See?
They spend 90% of the time tuning their guitars.
But I'm not a folk singer, so here.
And 90% of the time playing out of tune.
I don't. Okay, B?
Yep.
I just did the B.
All right. Third fret. With your capo. So, the radio audience is like, we love listening to people tune their guitars. Actually, you don't tune the guitar on this.
Okay.
You can. You want.
No, I was just being in sync with you.
It that way.
I was being in sync with you because I want to tune for the next one.
There's something about me that's unique, and you're intrigued. Must we say another thing? There's something about you I can't see, but I feel deeply. And I'm a spectrum of colors, and you are black and white. If you can't understand me, that's all right.
can I stand in your light? There's something about you that I want. Maybe just to celebrate with you again. There's something about me that I'm not, but I'm mysterious and beautiful and that's a lot.
And I'm a spectrum of colors and you are black and white. If you can't understand me, that's all right. Can I stand in your light? And I'm a spectrum of colors and you are black and white. If you can't understand me, that's all right. Can I stand in your light?
We're like a mixed up salad, we are colors to our palette. Stop salad, we are colors to our palette. We're like a mixed up salad, we are colors to our palette.
There's something about me that you love, you can't define, you just know what you're talking about. There's something about you, I'm amazed. You're so logical and brave. And I'm a spectrum of colors, and you are black and white. If you can't understand me, that's alright. Can I stand in your light? And I'm a spectrum of colors, and you are black and white. If you can't understand me, that's all right. Can I stand in your light?
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's a slowed down song.
The next song you have to do is Jerusalem
Road.
And, that, you know, it's a place to Google. It runs right along the seacoast.
And look up 722 Jerusalem Road, because that's the one that I love that I wrote about.
Of course, now they're going to have all these visitors at their house.
They've got it for sale. They're only asking like $5 million.
Oh, that's a reasonable price. That,
you know, buy two.
Okay, is this comfortable? So kind of look at the camera once in a while. I know you're looking at the, I know you're looking at the
yeah.
Words, but. Okay, here we go. I wanna go where the acres of land extend for miles and the ocean in the sand. Salty air through the screen of my bedroom suite. And the grass is freshly mowed, I'm touching with my bare feet.
Take me down, I want to show you. Take me down to Jerusalem Road. Take me down.
Take me down to Jerusalem Road.
Take me down.
Take me down.
take me down to Jerusalem Road. Inside the chef's kitchen, we'd eat homemade food every day. Watch my movie size TV, day off from work on a Monday. We do what we want, anytime can we go? We'll take me down to Jerusalem Road. Take me down to Jerusalem Road.
So it paints pictures.
Which it does.
Can you take out the beginning when I was first saying that you're not looking at the camera? Because I didn't know you were even ready to film. You can take that part out, right?
We're on the air. So.
You're on the air, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I know that. But I know you videotaped it, and I was like, what? That was weird. Okay. So.
What brought you into music, Eileen?
Well, I started very young. I come from a musical background. My father plays the piano. He taught at the conservatory. He still writes musicals. He's almost 80 years old. And, you know, I grew up in a household when I was 5 years old, singing with my dad, knowing that that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And I was in choruses in junior high school and high school. And shortly after that, I started writing my own music with friends. And I got more serious when there were open mics, and then I started merging out to playing out at restaurants. And I just kept writing music, like, was a part of me, and I keep going. And it just is who I am, and there's a purpose in there to express myself, but also to connect with people. And I know that I have something to say, to share with someone, with people, and to expand on my talent. That this is the reason for it.
And Sherman, I know that you're from down south.
Yeah, I was born in Nashville, but didn't really develop my musical sense until I was in Pennsylvania at a Quaker school, where a lot of the principal and the or headmaster and his son would lead the school in sing-alongs and things, and I picked up and started playing the guitar at that point, and it's been sort of attached to me ever since.
What were your influences back home?
Well, my mother is musical. She played the piano. My sister sings. My other younger sister sings, played the fiddle and the piano.
You never told me all that.
Oh, yeah. I'm surrounded by music.
Oh, so his whole family. And his son, too.
Where you grew up.
Well, the influence of Nashville wasn't because you were local and the Opry people were the Opry people, even though we knew them socially. We weren't really into the country music. My grandfather's a Baptist minister, and so we knew a lot of the people. In fact, the house we bought at 110 Lincoln Court was we bought from Chet Atkins. And Ray Stevens at one point lived next door to us. So surrounded by music, but not necessarily part of the thing.
And Ray Stevens definitely has a wide range of everything from Everything is Beautiful to The Streak.
Oh, yeah.
And to
Purple People Eater.
He did Purple People Eater?
Was it?
He did the squirrel.
Ahab,
and also the squirrel. And many, many other songs.
Auntie made fiberglass kayaks in his backyard.
That's definitely different
for Ray. A little known fact about Ray Stevens. But I was very impressed with his skill with fiberglass.
And your influence in a little bit of a change of music once you came to Boston. You said you've been here, well, you're long enough to be, I don't know if you are a Boston fan as far as sports, but we definitely have given you a reason to be one.
Well, I had developed a bit of a following in New York as a protest and folk singer, and had hung out with Harry Chapin, who was a friend of mine, and in the Huntington area. And his
and
daughter.
He's brought Jen Chapin to the radio stations and into communities and stuff, and introduced people to her. So
yeah,
that's
I wanted
great
to meet her.
Too.
I didn't have a chance to go out to WATD when you guys had her out there, but we'll talk later.
Yep.
See what we can do.
See if I can get her up. Get her up here.
I mean,
this is the type of thing she would love to do, by the way.
You know, because it's intimate, it's fun, and you can be yourself and not have to feel like you're on stage.
Absolutely.
And that's what we try to do, whether it's at WMWM, here at WMFO, on what's happening, on the Juke Joint as today. I mean, Mike's been here much longer than I have here at the MFO. He's been here, his anniversary's coming up, 5 years. Happy anniversary. So
on that line, I was going to do Wallflower. But I think, even though this is a song that Harry Chapin, I had written with five verses, and Harry Chapin took it and Chapinized it. He ripped it apart and put it back together.
So we're going to do Wallflower?
We may if we have time, but we're looking at the time, and we only have 13 minutes.
I'd love to hear that other song, because we did do Wallflower earlier.
Okay, yeah, we'll do something else.
I'd love to hear this other one that
it's called White Hats Black Hat.
Harry Chapin.
Yep.
Cool.
It's interesting to it is it had five verses. One of the verses told the story of a Suffolk County Police Department officer who pulled a service revolver for the first time in his career. And it turned out to be a child hiding behind a bed, made all the papers. And so I had a verse describing that, which I thought was the most important verse in the song. And Harry, it's called White Hats, Black Hats. He X'd out that verse and said, didn't belong. He says, if your song has to hang on one verse, it's not much of a song. So, this is called White Hats, Black Hats. Mama, read this letter. It's from your loving son. Remember when I played cowboy? How the good guys always won. With a wooden six gun in my hand, a white hat on my head. And every night before my prayers, I shoot them bad guys dead.
Oh, white hat, a black hat, life was once that way. But now I'm all grown up, the colors mixed to gray. Then the army called me to serve my country's need. And they said by killing commies, a people could be free. With an M1 carbine in my hand, green steel on my head. And every night before my prayer, I shoot them bad guys dead. A white hat, a black hat, life was once that way. But now I'm all grown up, the colors mixed to gray. Came back home a hero, a bronze star on my chest. The police department hired me, I worked hard, I did my best. With the real six gun in my hand, a blue hat on my head. And every night before my prayers, I shoot them bad guys dead. But now I see my children playing cowboys in the sun. I remember those simple values. Lord, I wish that I were one. With a wooden six gun in my hand, a white hat on my head. And every night before my prayers, I shoot them bad guys dead. A white hat, a black hat, life was once that way. But now I'm all grown up, the colors mixed to gray.
I love that song.
Thank you.
That was really, really great.
Well, it's funny because it has a lot of legs.
You people listening could see the looks in Mike's and Aaron's eyes, you would love being here in the studio right now, because everybody here is inspired by that song that Sherman just played. They're all blushing and tearful. So, I'm smiling like the smile won't leave my face right now.
I know, Eileen, you have some gigs that are in the works.
I do. I have some in the works.
So, I mean, I do put them up on my What's Happening page. You put them up on your page?
Mm-hmm. I have a page, Eileen Springer Musician Band, I-L-E-N-E Springer. And, right on Aaron's page. You can also befriend me on Facebook and check out my videos on YouTube.
And Sherman, you're...
Well, mostly what I'm doing right now is the open mic on the Wednesdays, hosting that.
But also you mentioned earlier when we were, that your favorite part of performing is with?
Oh, I love doing children. I like doing kids' gigs. In fact, that's something that I shared with Harry Chapin, because he would do his kids' concerts. Do old lady who swallowed the fly and get them all engaged.
It's so great singing for kids, because they're so innocent and they look up to you and they become inspired and bring it on to generations. So they're the people that I would say are the most important person.
Well, I'm hoping
target,
this year,
cause, yeah, because they're going to be the ones sharing music when we're
older. Well, it's funny, the impact. A mother of one of my daughter's friends' mothers when she was in grade school, and I went into the school and performed for the assembled classes, And the years later, I mean, not that many long years, one of the people I ran into was a classmate of my daughter's, said the most impressive thing he remembers is when Sarah Daly's and Jessica Whipple's mom and dad came in and sang for them.
You have one more song to go out with?
Let's do Wallflower.
Well, I was thinking of doing Gotta Be Brave just because it's on my CD.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Whichever you'd like to play.
Yeah, just because it's on my it's the title track of my new CD. Maybe if we have a couple minutes left, we can do Wallflower, a couple.
Probably not. Let's do Gotta Be Brave. That's good.
Okay. You never know. I just had that in mind because it's on my CD. And it's the title of it.
Sherman Eileen, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you
so much. We had so much fun.
And we'll do this again. And we can do it together, do it separately. Either way, it's always great to see you, Eileen. A pleasure to meet you, Sherman.
Nice meeting you.
And hearing the stories, I know you both have many more stories and a lot more music to share. Enjoyed having you here on What's Happening, Mike and I.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thank you, too.
And we've got a great show coming on right after us. And he's looking forward to coming on and sharing his great music with you and great talk. So we're going to be out of here until next week. Everybody have a great vacation week. And we'll see you next week. Same time, same channel here at WMFO Medford.
back and come